From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Well, we continue with a different kind of 2 hours today, a chance to look back at 10 years of Connections since we changed a little bit of the format, expanded, brought in WEOS and the Finger Lakes Public Radio, 89.5 FM. And the last 10 years has brought a lot of change. I hope a lot of growth, a lot of good change. We also want to look ahead to what I hope will be the next 10 years. I plan to be here right on this microphone, and I am grateful to mark 10 years here today. We are doing that in a special way. And I'm not trying to be cheesy or sort of like, you know, fundraisy speak. I'm just trying to be as real as I can with listeners. We are doing this because we need to do this. Today is a day. It's a one-day end of fiscal year campaign for WXXI. And we don't really do a lot of this on Connections. Kathy Reed and her team down there in development, they are really, really lovely about making sure the talk show is the talk show. And sometimes we mention, you know, that you can call 454-6300 or you can get online at wxxi.org/give. But we've never really done this, which is devote the show to looking back at some of the standout clips of the last 10 years, talking about how we book it and put it together, answering questions about sort of behind the scenes, how does it all happen, what our philosophy is, why we do it the way we do it, and then looking ahead to the next 10 years while also asking you to become a member. And that's what we are asking you to do today. That's why Kathy Reed is in studio with me, the Vice President for Development for WXXI. We don't usually cross the streams because Egon said crossing the streams was bad, but today we are crossing the streams, and I hope that we can convince people who are not members to become members for the first time right now.
That's right. And one of the reasons I really was hoping to do this was to mark 10 years. You know, the year's half over, literally, and we haven't had an opportunity to really celebrate and thank Evan and Megan and Rob and Gary and David and all the volunteers that help us bring the guests upstairs and the guests, you know, how many guests, hundreds of guests in 10 years. And just to thank the community for the opportunity to provide 2 hours of mostly unscripted, more and more so unscripted,
that's right,
as Evan said earlier, talk and conversation. And I was in a talk, and I'll be brief as I can, an in-person talk that Evan did, I think, 2 years ago. And the long story of it, in a shortened sentence or two, is it was about having open conversations, that in this day and age, it's less and less. And we're choosing to live where we think people will agree with us instead of being open to conversations. And I don't know about anybody else, but I've lost friendships in the last couple of years. And I've thought, I ran into someone recently who, my father died recently, and I hadn't seen this friend, and we've been at odds about politics and stuff. And the minute I saw her in the grocery store near where I live, I just burst into tears. I was so happy to see her. And it was like, why do you care so much about what she thinks about vaccines or whatever it was? The love was there. So it reminded me of that conversation of saying, you know, let's talk to each other. What are we so afraid about talking?
100%. Yeah.
So I appreciate the show for that reason. And I don't know if this is why the reason, but Susan in Penfield, who's already a monthly sustainer, made an additional gift. Nothing to do with what I just said because she made it earlier. And Cynthia in Rochester is a brand new member. Karen Fanning enjoys listening.
The lovely Karen Fanning.
With Karen Evan Fanning. And Megan, but especially when Chris is on.
Karen is the mother of Chris Fanning, a good friend of the show who works at Writers and Books. And we often do shows on new words in the dictionary. And the little stories we tell, the little quiz we have, often involves the lovely Karen Fanning.
The lovely
so
Karen
shout
Fanning.
Out to the lovely Karen Fanning.
And a shout out to Adam Jacobstein in Ithaca. So you mentioned Geneva and, you know.
Finger Lakes Public Radio, 89.5 FM, and the great crew at WEOS. And Kelly and Greg and a great crew who bring great news coverage to the Finger Lakes. And we're lucky to simulcast and have this show on WEOS. So thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Randy, who wrote in, not Randy Gorbin, different Randy, said, I've been a fan of WXXI Public Radio and TV for many years. I've donated multiple cars, etc.
Thank you.
He says, I began listening to you after I retired, and even though my income went down, I became a sustaining member because of your show. That is from Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
Oh, Randy, that is absurdly generous. Thank you. And this hour, we got a chance to bring in some voices of people just for, you know, just a few minutes at a time, just to kind of say hello. People who've been on the program quite a bit and are in different leadership positions. And one of them is Sean Nelms, who is the Vice President for Community Partnership and a special advisor to the President at the University of Rochester. Sean Nelms is back with us on the line. I didn't know until like 10 minutes ago that you're on the board at WXXI now. So this looks like a real Homer interview, Sean.
That's right. No, yes, I was so surprised to be asked, but very thankful that I was asked. I've been a sustaining member for quite some time, and even when my at-home Google device goes off, it turns on to WXXI in the morning. So I wake up to XXI and listen to it throughout the day and find all the programming pretty exciting and impressive.
All right. Well, I only want to ask you one or two questions, and you are a busy guy. I'm going to let you get on with your day. But one of the reasons that we wanted to bring on people like Sean just for a moment, you know, you've been on this program numerous times. You've done a lot of work in this community, even before the work at U of R. A lot of listeners will remember the work you did as superintendent at East. You know, you've been part of different initiatives, boards, and it is not always an easy conversation. There are times where, you know, we have to go into parts of, you know, conversation, parts of controversy. But you always say yes. You have always said yes when we've asked you to come on this program. You've never once, that I'm aware of, declined, even when it was maybe not going to be the most pleasant hour of your life. And I want to ask you why.
Well, you know, I think, you know, what was stated earlier, I think having discourse is so important. And having constructive discourse, having substantive conversations, like all those things matter to bring a different perspective. And XXI gives that. In fact, I stopped watching some of the the mainstream television shows because it'd be either the one side or the other. And coming into the station with you and the crew, I feel like it's okay to be challenged my words will be safe and I won't be criticized but I will be challenged. And I think that someone in a public position needs to be challenged, needs to be held accountable. And you have done that. I mean, you've told me at times when I was right. You told me many times when I was wrong. And so did the call-ins and the listeners. So I think that's really important for Rochester. I mean, if we're going to have a vibrant community, then we have to have a community that's not afraid to have discourse. And we have to have a community that's willing to listen and change their mind and perspective based on what they hear, research, and debate about. So that's why I continue to come.
And when you talk about the difference between being criticized or attacked and being challenged, I feel very strongly one of the guiding principles of the work we do is that people are worthy of respect. Ideas are worthy of interrogation. And then you can decide whether you like an idea or not. You can respect somebody and not like certain ideas or positions they hold. But people are always worthy of respect. It is their ideas and positions that should be interrogated. And sometimes I think we get that mix wrong. We end up attacking people instead of simply focusing on their ideas that they're putting forward. And I appreciate you, Sean, kind of bringing up the difference between saying, hey, I don't mind being challenged. I'm not a big fan of the vitriol and just attack stuff that we see in a lot of media platforms now. But being challenged, yes, let's challenge it.
Yeah, and I think people by and large would agree with me. I think it's why, you know, when you have a show or there's a different show on XXI, you go into to look at it later on online, you don't see a bunch of people responding with negative comments and attacking the callers, attacking the listeners. Like, people have an understanding that this is a respectful space for information sharing, information gathering, and information dissent. And I think that the callers and the audience has responded to that time and time again. There have been other shows that I've gone on, and you click on the link on social media, and you're just being blasted by these folks who hide behind their computers. And you all have created a different ecosystem at Connections that is admirable. And I think it's why you have sustaining members. I think it's why people continue to lean in. But I also want to say this too. You also have an amazing staff, and it's a personal staff. Like, I remember when Megan was going through her cancer treatments and the entire building were wearing masks in honor of her and making sure that she is healthy and safe. When Robert crashed his car the day I was coming into one of the shows, we spent time off the air making sure that he was okay and his family was okay. And so I just want to say that people, it goes beyond just what happens on the radio. There's a culture of care within the station that brings people like myself back. It's so you start with respect within the station. It permeates to the folks being interviewed, the listeners, and it creates a new ecosystem of caring and compassion that I think the community resonates with. And so I want to thank you and thank the team for creating such an amazing environment and for giving us some content that enhances and embraces our differences, but also forces us to kind of think more commonly about certain things.
I only have one more thing to say to you, Sean Gnomes. Go Bills.
What's that? Go Bills.
Go right. Bills.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for making time. Thank you for being willing to be challenged. And again, I just found this out. Now that you're on the WXXI board, I have to treat you with even more you know, sort of cold-blooded rigor. Thank you, Sean.
Right.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah. And I will not say go Browns, but all right, have a good one.
Sean Nelms, the Vice President for Community Partnership and Special Advisor to the President of the University of Rochester, former Superintendent at East, and yes, a member of the board now at WXXI. That it was news to me, but we always try to disclose that when someone's on. I've never invited someone on because they're on the board. Kathy would be probably not thrilled to hear this. I'm not sure I could write down the full list of who's on the board.
That'll be a quiz for later.
I should know this. The stuff I should know. This is our a special day on Connections where we are reaching out to Connections listeners. We're talking about 10 years of serving the community with a two-hour talk show. Producer Megan Mack has been in conferences, public radio conferences. There was one time where you said, you know, you're talking to people around the room from Chicago and New Orleans and Hartford,
Texas, Hawaii.
And there are 1 hour talk shows left. Again, not even every market, not even every top 50 market has a 1 hour talk show. A lot of them still have 1 hour. You said you could count on one hand the number of 2 hour shows.
Yeah, maybe even now on the number of 1 hour shows on one hand. It's just the landscape has changed so much. I don't want to put any numbers out there because I can't confirm them. But look at what's happening with KQED in California. Mm-hmm. That they're laying off people at KQED. We are fortunate here not to have to do that. And we're fortunate to have a local two-hour show for the region. So, you know, it's a constant reminder of how challenging the landscape is, but how fortunate we are here in Rochester and the Finger Lakes.
Every contribution today is matched because of a team of members who have come together to challenge the community on a one-day drive. And we are talking about just making a special budget year-end gift to say, XXI, public radio, we're going to support you. We're going to get you through that budget year finish line and get you strong into next year. You can do that on Kathy Reed here, WXXI.org/give.
That's right. And some of those matching people are Sarah Mengelsdorf, the president of U of R, and Carl Rosengren, the Ames Amsalak Memorial Trust, Nicole Van Gorder, who's on the Board of Trustees, and her husband James Traylor, Shri Pandya, who I know is a huge news fan and Connections fan and music fan. So thank you to all of them who have pooled their resources together today to bring $30,000 in match money to the station when we reach that goal. I don't know exactly where we are yet, but I know we're not there yet. So if you can help us get a little closer with your gift at WXXI.org/give, you can find out about the news cruise on August 28th, captained by Cornhill Navigation, hosted is the word it was suggested I use, by Evan and Megan.
I'm captaining it. I'm going to captain.
I'm
kicking off the Cornhill people. We're going to leave them on an island. No, that's not true.
No, I don't know. Is there an island in the Genesee? Well, we don't want to go over the falls, that's for sure. But I think there are barriers that won't allow us
good
to call. Do that.
Good note if I'm driving the boat. Don't go over the waterfall.
It's their new boat, the Rivery, which is a bigger boat. We need a bigger boat. And that's what we're going to have.
Wednesday, August 28th.
Yes, in the evening. I don't know the time exactly.
But. So anyway, there's a lot of things that you can check out. I hope that the reason you're going to make this special contribution is because you want to see talk shows like this survive and thrive. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to be able to do that without you doing your part. So thank you for doing that at WXXI.org/give today. I want to bring in the next person who's on the line. Astrophysicist Adam Frank is... Oh, I'm going to embarrass you, Adam Frank. Maybe my favorite regular guest on the show who doesn't come on enough, but when he does come on, it's amazing. How's that?
Well, it's always my pleasure to be there. So, you know, I'm here today not to bury the connection, but to praise it. I really want to say, you know, I mean, it's amazing, 10 years, a decade of doing this. And I, you know, first of all, there's just how much I've enjoyed being on because our conversations are always so much fun. I'm always completely terrified that I said something that I shouldn't have because they're just so much.
They're too comfortable. It's like too comfortable, right? It's like, this is almost like we'd be talking on your back deck here, except for we're on a microphone.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, we're just having a couple of beers and we're going on and on about stuff. It's like, oh my God, wait, there's an audience. What did we just say?
So part of why, this is exactly why I wanted to talk to you today. But a big part of that is, I think that you have done a tremendous amount for the scientific community in modeling the importance of great communication. You do that with your writing, you do that with your books. You've done that on NPR.org, and you obviously you do that when you know you're on programs like this. You've also, because you've written books and you've been guests in a lot of places, you get interviewed. You do three, four, 5 minute spots here and there for morning television. You do, you know, different length spots in different places. And I'm not trying to cue up a tell us how great we are here. What I want to ask you is, what is the difference in just the feel of knowing that, you know, we've got the better part of an hour. We don't have to rush something, that we actually can go into depth on something and we can have fun with it. What is the difference in feel there?
I tell you how great you are. I'll say right now, I mean, no one needs me to tell them that we are facing this strange time, like we're heading back into the medieval dark ages, where there's no shared reality, where, you know, anybody can make up anything and accuse somebody of being a witch or something, you know, and have the mob go, you know, run after them. The idea that there is a shared truth and that there are mechanisms, good journalism, good science, to determine what shared truths we can, you know, collect around. That is such an important thing for a democracy. And there's so few places where the depth that is required, the ability to really talk about something and go through the nuances and point out, like, well, you know, here are the places where we really think this is true and here are the places where we don't know as much. There are so few places to have that happen in a world of clickbait and 3 minute spots. So one of the things that's been wonderful about our conversations over time is we've had that ability, whether it was climate change and talking about, you know, what constitutes denial versus what constitutes skepticism, or whether it's something that's super fun, like aliens, you know, what's the difference between the science of the actual astrobiology of looking for life in the universe and UFOs and sort of UFO crazy conspiracy. So I think, you know, you guys are providing such an important resource for the community. And it's amazing to me to hear that, like, there's so few two-hour programs.
Yeah.
But that you guys have the ability 2 hours a day to really dive into subjects is something that is it's a resource or a gold mine for the community. And I hope the community understands how valuable it is.
All right. Before I let you go, just to demonstrate that I actually do try to retain information from you as a student of yours, I believe that one of the conclusions as you reworked a Drake equation to try to determine the likelihood of intelligent life elsewhere in the universe now or ever is that there were maybe the odds that we would be the only ones are 1 in 10 billion trillion, or the idea that that's how many Earth-like exoplanets are out there, 10 billion trillion. Is that still roughly correct? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes, you are remembering that correct. And I think the right way to think about it is there are, you know, what we've discovered over the past, you know, 20 years or so is there was roughly 10 billion trillion planets in the universe in the right place for life and intelligence to form. So the only way we are unique, the only way that we're the only place this has ever happened is if, you know, nature ran the experiment on life and civilizations forming them on those 10 billion trillion planets and they all failed. And so that seems a little unlikely.
But we're I'm special.
You are? Thank you. No, he's special.
I am special. We are all special. No, I'm actually a sustaining member on connections on in Alpha Centauri, connections in a number of different galaxies, and this one. So thank you, astrophysicist Adam Frank. I'm going to let you go. You've got a lot more work to do. I hope we see you soon.
Yes, hopefully we'll do. I'm sure we'll find a reason to have one of these beery conversations again on air.
Thank you, sir. Adam Frank.
All right, take care.
Bye. Maybe the single best science communicator I've ever heard. And I don't have favorites, except for maybe him. No, I mean, people will ask, you know, like you've done, you do roughly 500 hours a year, 10 years of shows. That's, oh my gosh, we've done 5,000 shows. Oh my gosh. Like, how many do you feel like really stuck the landing, are exactly what you wanted? And the answer for me is always like, there's like maybe three that I got through the hour and I'm like, I wouldn't change anything. Because you're always wishing you phrased something differently, or you're worried you missed an opening to go deeper or press a point. But with Adam, it's so easy. He's such a great communicator. He's come to WXXI. He's talked to us.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He's one of the best, isn't he, Kathy?
Well, it's funny. One day, years ago, I was driving in my car or something, and I heard this great voice talking about something astrophysics-y and on NPR. And it wasn't on Connections, and a national show. And I heard him say, I'm at the corner of Mount Hope and Crittenden or whatever by the university. Who is this guy? He's in Rochester. And then, of course, found out he's at the U of R. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. And then to hear him on Connections. And yes, he's been to events for us. And he's always very, very interesting. And he makes science fun, which no teacher I ever had did. One, okay, Mrs. Schumann, I think her name was. She did. She kind of made it fun. But he makes it fun.
Yeah, I feel
makes
like
you want to learn about it.
I feel like Mr. Pakis in physics my junior year was pretty fun. But there was not an Adam Frank in the bunch that I had. Yeah.
No, but he's teaching us in his own way.
But I mean, Megan, when we look at the calendar of what is booked on the show, you know, we've had people asking, you know, like, how do you book the show? Like, what's, and our goal is to have a very wide ranging set of topics, because if it's all politics, it gets a little heavy. If it's all, you know, if it's all hardcore sort of culture war, social issues, that can get a little heavy. He's always like a release valve of pressure. It's just like a break in the best way. It's like great learning, great fun. Whenever I see him on the calendar come up, I'm like, oh, Adam's coming. Like, I mean, I'm going to have to do a lot of work to prep, but it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. We need shows like that. Oh, thanks, Rob. We need shows like that. And yes, it's always great having Adam on the program. And the recent conversations we've had with him and his students about how to become scientists is also a great way to loop in some younger guests and younger listeners. We really enjoy that too. But I know we're not supposed to talk about our favorites, but
I will say that
looking at the calendar, as you said, Evan, sometimes we get kind of in this rhythm where we're doing shows, and then you see a name or a topic on the schedule and you're like, oh, I'm so excited about this one. Mm-hmm. And I bet listeners feel that way too. Sure. There are people and topics that, you know, bring a little lightness sometimes to shows and weeks that are heavy.
Well, another person who has been on the show, I won't suggest perhaps that he's a favorite or not, but Tom Perietti has made an additional gift because he wants to go on the news cruise with you guys. He's already a sustainer, but he wanted to kick in a little extra, which we greatly appreciate. So he was texting me on my phone saying he wanted to, you know, do another gift and he wants to go on the news cruise. And then he's like, oh, I was in Wegmans. I said, are you listening to Connections in Wegmans? And he said, yes, but now I'm in my car anyway. So he doesn't miss it just because he's at Wegmans doesn't mean he's... I should have just said a generic grocery store name. Sorry. I'm reading my notes. But he did say when he made his gift that Connections holds us together as a community. And I think that's a really wonderful quote.
That's very nice.
Tom's one of the first people who is not direct blood family to me who regularly said, I love you.
Oh,
and I love that about Tom.
Yeah,
Tom is a genuine article. There are people who have been educated by him. Karen DeWitt shared a great story about how Tom did a writing seminar that made her a better writer. Mm. Tom has taught students for years, and he's been a great guest on this program. And I love you, brother. I love you, Tom. Thank you. For Tom is a big reason that I'm here. You know, when Bob Smith got sick, it was a big question of what happens here. And, you know, Tom called me and said, why not you? Hmm. And, you know, there was a lot going on in your life. It's a big responsibility. It's not something that, you know, you even really aspire to, because there's not jobs like this. There's one job like this in the entire region. Mm-hmm. That's how important and how much responsibility is attached to this. So he did some convincing of me that this could make sense. So to all the people who are like, I'm just not a fan of that guy. Can't really stand Evan. Got to blame Tom Perietti for that. So.
And, oh, we should thank Donna Perietti as well for,
for the gift. Lovely Donna. Yes.
Anytime
yes.
anybody thanks Tom, they should be really thanking Donna, because she's the brains of that operation. Let me grab a phone call from San before we get to our next guest. I think this is San. Hey, San, go ahead.
question. I remember when you first came to Rochester, I think you were on a local news station. Am I right about that?
Yep, that's right.
On TV. And I remember, honestly, being very skeptical of you. I actually saw you one time at an event at FLCC. I was dating a professor at the time, and I was like, I don't know about this Evan Dawson guy. And then over the last 10 years, this show has become such an incredible gift to our community, and I am so grateful that you came to Rochester and that WXXI, you know, decided, you know, work with you after 1370 Connection. I think what you bring to us is a level of engagement with issues in our community that we just don't get anywhere else. And, you know, I've called in before on a number of episodes, and I just think that what you offer our community is so meaningful and so wonderful. So it turns out I was wrong. You're great. You're very talented. and I'm so grateful to have your show in our region.
Thank you for giving it a shot, by the way. And it means the world to all. No, really, I mean, there's a million things you could be doing with your time and listening to and focusing on. So thank you. Thank you for that. Please hang in with us into the future. We're not going anywhere. So thank you, Sam. What a great phone call. And like, what a really, again, these 2 hours should be like, Evan's had a rough mental health lately. Let's just boost his ego. That's not what the whole point of this. These 2 hours was. It's starting to feel kind of indulgent. It's really about understanding where the show has been over 10 years and where we can go next on a one-day end-of-the-year membership campaign. And it's an end of our fiscal year. The fiscal year ends at the end of next week.
Yes.
So, you know, that's why we are doing it this way. But I will say, it's really, really awesome to hear from people like that. Thank you, Sam. Thanks for listening. Every single person listening right now, you could be doing a million things with your time. Megan Mack, Rob Braden, myself, the whole team here, we know that. We know that if this is not to the highest standard, you could be anywhere. So thank you. And our next guest is with us here. Annette Ramos is on the line with us, who is... been a guest many times and one of the great leaders in this community. Hello, Annette.
Hola, Evan. Felicidades.
Hey, ¿qué tal?
I am wonderful. And Sam really, really spoke to your temperament and personality. Kudos to what she said and added on. But I want to share about the warm and inviting safe space you create for guests to come on and talk about real life issues and the issues that are pertinent to our community. And I think that's what you've been able to do. And your producers, shout out to Megan Mack and others who have helped you really do this work and giving, you know, marginalized voices, safe spaces to talk about the issues and also giving us a varied perspective on our community so that we can have better understanding, awareness, and begin to problem solve what is good and right about The Rock. So thank you, Connections with Evan Dawson.
Well, and Annette, I mean, like, you strike me as someone who, you know, you're not going to hold back on what you want to see change in the world, but you have such positive energy, and you strike me as someone who wants to see the best in your community, but wants to challenge it where it needs to get better. And there's always space for those conversations.
And that's part of what I also love is the format and formula of your show, because you have, sometimes it looks like they're contradictory voices, but they're really voices that have a perspective that's different. And so listeners get to have a greater understanding of both sides, and it broadens our mindset, and it also helps us to problem solve as community members. The call-ins do just that. I've even called in.
We think, how does this woman have the time with everything you're involved with, Annette? Now, before I let you go, I want to push on that point. I think it's really important what Annette's talking about there. There are some issues with, I guess, two sides. There's some with many sides. And as I said last hour, I'm going to say it again. This show would be a failure if you only heard things that made you comfortable or, you know, that sort of reaffirmed your views on the world. And I do think we need to push ourselves to at least hear differences. We also have we should do that respectfully, but we should be willing to do it firmly. And I think there's a sweet spot to doing this. And Annette, I've seen you do it. We try to model it ourselves here. It's kind of the opposite of the all caps. I was thinking about our friend Daniel Armbruster from the band Joywave. They've got a new song on their new album about imagining if Jesus were like a talk radio listener. And he was an American who, and Jesus got really fired up about issues. And there's a line in there that I find very funny that says, "He's found the caps lock. He's got some views." And the idea of Jesus Christ yelling at people on the internet is very funny. I mean, like, it's a very Joywave song. But I don't find that caps lock usually works. What I do find is that you can be firm, you can be really strong on an issue, and still deliver it in a way that respects people's humanity, if not their ideas. I think you've always done that so well, Annette.
Well, thank you. But you see, it's places like Connections with Evan Dawson that allow that voice to be heard, and also to inspire other voices to be heard. And that's one of the things I love. I listen in every time I'm in my car because I want to hear who and what's happening in my community. So thank you for your 10 years of service. We expect another 10 plus in delivery.
I'll be here. That's the goal.
Thank you.
That is the goal.
Great. And thank you to WXXI for really giving platform to programs like this. So happy anniversary to all.
Thank you, Annette. See you soon, I
thank
hope.
Thank you, Annette.
Yes.
That's
good day.
That's Annette Ramos, a force of nature. She really is. When you think Megan Mack of all the people who've been on this show, she's like on the short list of, and it's not that she doesn't have strong views, but one of the most positive energy, just high energy people you'll meet.
And also a phenomenal storyteller.
Yeah, really great. Really great. And that is very important on this program. Thank you, Annette Ramos. Kathy Reed, before I grab our next phone call, is our vice president of... What is your title here? Vice President for Development.
I'm a fundraiser.
Of Development. For
yes,
Development.
Yes.
Of by Development. It's for the people.
I mix it up. Of, for, by, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
By the grace of God. Whatever.
Kathy
yes.
Reed is our Vice President for Development. This is a one-day end of the fiscal year campaign. That's kind of a dry thing. I don't expect listeners to be kind of like keying in on when our budget year starts. All I want them to know is this is a big 2 weeks for us because... You know, I think public radio is one of the best models for supporting journalism at a time when a lot of newsrooms are shrinking. But that's not a guarantee by any means. We No. need a strong community of members. How can people help today?
Well, you can help by making a gift at WXXI.org/give. You can join a brand new member, Cynthia in Rochester, who made a gift. Susan in Penfield, who's already a monthly sustainer and made an additional gift. Also, Laurel in Penfield, who will be joining us on the news cruise on August 28th. You can find out about that when you go to WXXI.org/give. And Nina in Pittsford says that she and Dr. Jonathan Plucker from the Johns Hopkins School of Education were guests in April. And they were grateful to Evan and Megan for inviting them on in conversation about high-ability learners. Not many people are familiar with this topic, especially New York State. The opportunity to have a thoughtful conversation with a skilled host and a national expert was incredibly meaningful, not to mention the tremendous response from listeners. Thank you for your important work, dedication, and professionalism. I've been a fan for years and always look forward to learning from your show. Nina is also going to join us on the cruise, which means she made a gift, so thank you. And Alexander McCour, M-A-C-U-R, I'm not going to say that right, probably, in Webster, says his favorite shows include Connections with Evan Dawson, also on WRUR, The Root, Whole Lot of Shaken, hosted by Mike Murray, Blacks and Blues with Doug Curry. You know, we have news.
This is a good list.
But we
here.
Also have music here.
We're glad to be on that list. That's a very good list.
Family.
That's a good list.
Yeah.
Like that. Thank you very much. Let me grab... Ingrid in Penfield, I think, is on the line next. Hello.
Hey, Evan. You said you were worried it was getting too self-indulgent, so I thought I'd better call
in. It was like putting the bat signal up for Ingrid. I'm so glad.
But actually, I have a compliment for you. I'm saving it for last. Just I thank you for what you do, and congratulations on your anniversary. I still find the talk mostly a little bit reminds me we're in a kind of provincial area. And I just wanted to make, can I make a suggestion?
Absolutely.
That when that when something has been presented, a new idea, it would be so cool if you didn't ask all of your panelists to respond to that same question, because they're all very polite and they say, I totally agree with whomever spoke first, and they probably do, but I think it would cover more ground. Just from loving listening to one.
I gotcha.
Here's my compliment. You have definitely improved from my, of course, my opinion, and how does that matter? But in the area of racial relations, social justice, and stuff like that. So keep going and congrats.
Ingrid, thank you very much. First of all, you say, who are you and why does it matter? You're a listener, and it matters to me absolutely. And I would never try to stack a show without any kind of criticism. And I want to tell listeners, if you have other ideas on what we need to do better or differently or not at all, you can email us too, connections@wxxi.org. We are marking 10 years. We're looking ahead here. And what I love about Ingrid, and let me say this very genuinely, because I'm sure Ingrid is not alone here. Ingrid is a tough critic. Ingrid has not given up on the show, and Ingrid certainly loves her community. And so she has high expectations for this show. Rob Braden, can I ask you to grab a microphone? Like, I want to talk a little bit about what it means to have high expectations. So there's Rob's behind the glass. Sorry, Rob, but we're gonna talk a little bit about what it means to feel the weight of responsibility of this, because and you're going to hear Gary in the background doing his work. But you know, we have 10 hours a week, and Rob's on most of them. Some weeks, all of them.
Yeah.
Out of 500 hours a year, Rob's on most of them. We are in a very important spot here because there's nobody else doing what we do. And I wonder how often you think about how good the work has to be because of that, Rob.
I come in, it's a day-to-day job. And when you're on your way into work, you don't think about it. And then you find out what the topic is. And after doing a whole bunch of shows, like you say, 500 hours a week, you're like, okay, that's either good or however you feel about the show, just in general, kind of like on a light level. But then every once in a while, you get a guest that just totally blows your mind. Not even planned, someone that I didn't even know of or hear of. And with my age and experience on the earth, I've heard of a lot of different people from a lot of different realms. And basically, like, for example, a couple of days ago, the woman from the CIA.
The former chief of disguise of the CIA, who was a guest in Rochester.
She just blew my mind in a positive way. Amazing, like, and positive. And when most people think of the CIA, they don't think positive. I mean, and at least in my experience. And it really just, she was a treasure. Maybe you can help me out with this other person's name. He was an ambassador for Israel years ago. And he was in his 90s when he was here, and there was a lawyer that was hosting him around Rochester who was in his 50s who could not keep up with him. And he also helped Kerry draw up the nuclear agreement with Iran to keep the peace. Just his whole outlook on that region and the world and why diplomacy and peace first always matters first, you know, and I never thought I would meet people like that here in Rochester, New York.
I think you're talking about the show. And there were a couple of guests who had originally had done their work in South Africa during leading up to apartheid. And then they started doing work around the world because they were viewed as like, if you are solving the most intractable problems, can you come work with us in Ireland? Can you come to Israel, Palestine? Yeah. That was really kind of a remarkable conversation. But I mean, you're bringing up these. Sometimes do you ever think like, I can't believe that person is in our studio?
Though,
that happens
there
multiple
is
times.
One sometimes. That like I get tears when I think of him because Salva Dute from the Lost Boys.
Yeah. Salva. Yep.
Such an inspiration. Like I'm complaining that there's a lane closure on the Interloop on the way to work. And he's bringing water to people in his old village in in Sudan. Sorry, I got something stuck in my throat. And Gary, by the way, we're on the air.
Gary wasn't expecting to be on the air.
Gary.
But he's pointing to
Gary's
his laptop to tell me.
The whole team is on the air today, Gary Putt up. There we go.
So anyway, Salvador was a member of the Lost Boys, and I remember just hearing their story when they were little boys, and then I get to meet him, and then he's changing the world. Yeah. And the first place he put water in was the people that killed his relatives.
Unbelievable.
It just blew my mind. Like, and you know, I try to practice that in my life, and I feel like I just complain a lot mostly. You know. But there's so many inspirations that have been on the show. So that's a privilege or why to work here.
Well, thank you for grabbing the mic. Sorry about that. But that's Rob Braden, who you often hear Rob's name, but he's behind the glass. And so now you get to hear his rich baritone and his insight. That part of what Rob is saying, I thought many times, I often feel the way Rob just described when we have SIVs in, you know, when we have people who have escaped literally on a boat as their family is targeted. The Taliban is coming after them. You know, they haven't slept a night in a decade without thinking a bomb could hit their house or their apartment, and now they're here. And it does put it in perspective a little. You go, I feel like I could deal with whatever disappointment is. And not to say that people don't have stuff. Everybody's got stuff. But this show has brought some amazing people, and it's going to continue to do that. Before I grab our next phone call, Kathy Reed, you know, I'm not just going to read emails for 2 hours of people who like the show. It's really nice.
And I
really appreciate that. But it's also really gratifying to hear from sometimes new members, but sometimes people are just making a special one-time gift here.
Yes, that's right. Gloria Foster said, whenever possible, I've tried to listen to WXXI Connections. The conversations are great. Evan seems to have a huge amount of information about many issues. Wow. Jeremiah, I'm listening to Connections with Evan Dawson right now. Thank you, Evan, for 10 years of outstanding work. Josephine in Rochester made a gift in honor of Connections and Evan. And I would be remiss if I didn't also thank, you know, we have individual members are our single largest source of funding. We are also extremely grateful for our local corporate sponsors, which for Connections include Greenspark Solar, Two Point Capital Management, and the Bob Johnson Auto Group. So thank you to them for their support of Connections throughout the year as well. So you help keep the show going, as do our members. So thank you so much. And we hope that you'll join also William and Margaret in Fairport, Pamela in Rochester, who says Connections is an outstanding program. Won't you join them at WXXI.org/give and make a gift in whatever amount works for you?
Kathy won't be offended to hear me say, I don't even really know who our corporate sponsors are. I mean, I do. They're really wonderful. They're wonderful. I don't think about that because we spend most of our time booking the show, and we don't book the show based on that.
And it's another department.
It is another department.
Corporate sponsors.
I'll tell you what,
they're a wonderful group of people.
I'll tell you what, though. It is huge for us. It is absolutely huge.
Yes, absolutely.
We got a whole community of people supporting this, and that's the only way to keep it going for another 10 years and beyond. And speaking of that, let me pull in our next guest just for a moment. We asked, just kind of representing the listenership.
Wait, before you introduce this guest,
okay, go ahead.
I have to say, when we were talking earlier about Louise Slaughter and voices that will never leave my mind, this next guest is one of those voices.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm fine. Evan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We only asked you to call, Jane, because you have been such a wonderful example of listeners who are very well educated, who pop in here and there with phone calls to kind of fill gaps that I, as the host, you know, don't cover.
Oh.
I cannot tell you how many people have said, you kind of have like a Jane show. We just got to get to know Jane. Well, who is this person? So I want to ask you is, why do you keep listening and calling? And is there something else I could give you to do with your time? Because you're very generous to give it to us.
Well, thank you. I think I've told you, I think you're on your program and you are courteous to your callers. The way you treat people really impresses me. So just more of what the good that we've had, really, and it helps me to try and understand what's going on. You have the guys that are in the particular offices that work directly with certain problems, whether it's the county or city or even federal. But I'd just like to hear more of that. You know, you're doing everything that I need really right now. But I like that you encourage questions and that you're very patient with people. So that's what keeps me calling in.
And what is it that we're not covering enough of that you want to hear more of, Jane?
Oh, you know, I'll never be satisfied. We need more on women, because I think women have a lot to lose in this next election. Mm. And a lot of people have a lot to lose. Some of them don't even know it yet. If the wrong guy gets elected, the things that he has planned for us, they probably would never imagine that somebody could want the things that one of the Republicans are wanting to put into effect. It just horrifies me. So that concerns me a lot. And you've been just excellent keeping us current on all levels, county, city, federal.
Well, and, I at the risk of dragging this too much into politics, I'll just thank you,
yeah.
Jane.
Okay.
We've kept politics mostly out of these 2 hours. But I'll tell you what, Jane, the wide range of callers we have and the semi-regulars, you know, there's a long list of them. But the compliments, when people say, have you ever met Jane? Who is Jane? She's so smart. People ask about you because they care, and it's a big connections family. And please keep calling. Thank you for doing that. Thank you, Jane.
Well, thank you, Evan.
One of the nicer people, and Megan and I have met Jane, we're happy to say. Just one of the really great people. But the whole group of Connections regulars and listeners, and if you've never, ever emailed or called, but you listen, thank you. Please just hear the gratitude from us today and know that I'm amazed that this is even happening, that this show has been here for 10 years with me in it. I mean, 25 years with Bob Smith in it, and maybe we'll reach that number ourselves, but we want to put ourselves in the best position possible. And I think we want to at least include a little bit of levity, Megan Mack, because there's been a lot of heavy, powerful stuff these 2 hours. But sometimes when we've got time, producer Megan Mack, who has a specialty in comedy, likes to do a little bit of fun with the pre-production. Do you want to set this one up?
Well, I don't deserve the credit for this at all. This was written by a gentleman who wrote a book about AI writing scripts. And as regular listeners will know, Evan goes down the rabbit hole with AI and is mostly terrified of it and is a doomsday kind of person. I have to drag him out of that hole sometimes.
Sometimes.
But one of the positive things that has come out of that whole thought process is how AI contributed to this this book that this gentleman wrote. And
it was a comedy book.
Yes. It was a comedy
book.
He's
imagining AI writing scripts, right?
Yes. Thank you. So he wrote a script that's in the style of a Hallmark Christmas movie. We asked some of our actor friends to help us record that. And we'd like to replay that for you now so you can get a sense of some fun we had with that concept of AI.
The Christmas on Christmas. Interior, small town, snow globe refillery. We see a single mother refilling snow globes with Christmas juice. She is widow. Her husband died in every war.
I refill globes better than Jesus Claus, yet still my twins are dad-free. Why? They need double dad.
Businessman enters the shop. He wears clothes that cost money. His hands are briefcases, and he's Hallmark hot.
Hi! Do your snow globes lack wet? Hurry! Christmas attacks soon!
Businessman has flashback to when he was business boy. A Christmas tree explodes his family on purpose. He now hates trees and Christmas and explosions. He exits the flashback.
Shut your sound! I am from Huge City. I bought your land and am turning it into an oil resort.
Rude behavior? This is a family business. I sell families. I am widow. My husband is now bones.
Single mother points to her husband's bones in the corner of the room. They are all gift wrapped in eggnog.
All of my wives are bones. That is America. But I must make money for my twins to live. They are a prince.
I too own twins. Please. Don't have bought my land. Christmas is today.
Laugh. I bought Christmas and now it is never. unless we go on dates.
I cannot date because of snow curse. I pray Santa helps me.
Santa cannot help. She did not know, but Santa was her husband. Santa is Bones. Bones help nobody.
So who really wrote that, Megan Mack?
That was the man who wrote the book. I'll have to look up his last name, his first and last name. But I will say that took forever to record because everyone was having so much fun and laughing so hard.
We had a great time with that because we do a lot of conversations on AI, on connections. And I love this idea that we can mock AI for not understanding humanity enough. What scares me is AI is getting much better than the script you just heard. But we got to have a little fun sometimes, too, while we do the heavy stuff. We try to make it a balance. And I'll close these 2 hours with this. We're never going to get the balance perfect. I mean, that's just, it's impossible. But the team here is committed to doing the best possible local regional talk show we can do. I probably would not have predicted in 2014 when I started that we would get to 10 years or that I would get to 10 years. And I'm here because you will have me. And I take that very, very seriously. So thank you for listening to Connections. Thank you for supporting WXXI Public Radio. Thanks for listening on WEOS if you're in the Finger Lakes. And I just want to remind you that if you can make a one-time special budget year-end gift, it is the end of our budget year at the end of next week. And that's a big, big time for us because we have to make a lot of tough decisions going forward. And the decision I want us all to be able to make is that Connections will be here as long as we want it here. Kathy Reed, the floor is yours for the last 30 seconds
to let
people know how to find us.
Well, thank you again for letting me intrude and for going with this crazy idea that it really is something to celebrate. 10 years of Connections with Evan Dawson and Megan, 9 apparently.
Hi.
So, and, you know, it's a wonderful institution. Supported by our members and our corporate underwriters, we're grateful to everyone who has already called. You can still call 454-6300 to make a gift or go online at wxxi.org/give all day. Pledges are being matched. We have a lot of room left in that match. So you can continue, we hope, and help us close out the year really, really strong for another 10 years of Connections.
The online form, if you're not a big fan of calling, is so easy. It's all easy. It's short. It's quick.
Mm-hmm.
wxxi.org/give. If we didn't read your name on the air these 2 hours, I can't believe how many people are making contributions.
I'm so sorry.
I can believe it. But I think we can do even more. Thank you for supporting Public Radio. Thank you, Kathy Reed.
Thank you,
nice
Evan Dawson
you.
And Megan Mack and Rob Braden and Gary Puttup and everybody else.
From all of us, thank you for supporting and listening to Connections. Have a great day. We're back with you tomorrow on member-supported Public Radio.